Just a word about that video. I saw it during Easter week, right around Easter. And as I watched it, and each time I still watch it today, I can't help but have this sense of awe at what it must have been like for that message to have traveled some 2,000 years ago. And given technology today, how that word would travel if it happened today. And how people from one end of the world to the other would get the message, the tomb's empty and he's alive. What a profound message of hope. And that reaction of joy that we see in the video, we certainly feel it as well in our own lives. To share a few thoughts quickly on the reading for today. Gracious and holy God, help us to reflect on your word that indeed it may burn deep within us and that we may hear you speaking to us in our lives of faith. In Jesus' name, amen. So how many people like to go on a road trip? Road trips are fun, aren't they? The car is packed, away we go. We're headed to the destination. So what do we need to take along the way with us? Money. Yep, kind of necessary. What else do we need? Clothes? Food? Snacks? Directions? A map? Music? Tunes? Absolutely. All things that we need for that road trip to be everything that we hope it's going to be. Snacks, tunes, games that we might play along the way. And more games, and more games. At least in our car, that's what happens. Directions, conversations with the people that we're with. Maybe quiet. Breaks to stretch our legs. What about a road trip with Jesus? Just think about that for a minute. Think about taking a road trip with Jesus. Can we even imagine what that might be like? The disciples in our gospel reading for today were on a road trip with Jesus. They were headed to Emmaus. And it's significant that they did not recognize Jesus as he walked up beside them. Remember at the beginning of the story, they're headed to Emmaus. The two of them talking to each other. Jesus walks up beside them and joins them on the journey. And they don't recognize who he is. He was a stranger in that moment. And they were a bit surprised because he didn't seem to know everything that had gone on these past few days. What do you mean you don't know what has gone on these past few days, they say. And then they go on to explain how Jesus was put to death. And how there were some promises, but we don't really understand what they mean. And even the women, they went to the tomb, and supposedly they heard he's alive, but I don't know. Others went, they didn't see him, but they did find the tomb the way that the women had said it would be. And they explained not just what had happened, but they shared how they were feeling. The loss, the grief, the sadness, the confusion. And then that pivotal moment in the story, they reach Emmaus, and it must have been evening because they say to this stranger, "Why don't you stay with us the night? Why don't you come in and have dinner with us?" And he does. And he breaks bread with them, the same way he broke bread the night before he died. And right there, sitting in that moment, they recognized, they knew, and they believed. And they said to each other, "How could we not have recognized him? How could we not have known it was him?" It makes sense, doesn't it? Think about how our hearts were burning with life all along the way. Think about how he opened the scriptures to us. Why didn't we recognize him in that moment? Well, you and I, let's fast forward 2,000 years. You and I, we are on a road trip with Jesus too. Each and every day of our lives. And I suspect that we sometimes, and maybe often, don't recognize the risen Christ with us either. We too miss the signs that He's right here, right now, walking with us. And that road that we're on with Jesus, it's a journey that takes a lifetime. And it involves many, many Emmaus experiences. But the truth is, that road that we walk, that journey that we take, that road trip that we're on with Jesus is always about resurrection as an Easter people. It is about hope. It is about promise. It is about good news that the risen Christ offers us along the way. And not just once, but over and over and over and over again. No matter what we're dealing with in that particular moment, no matter what cross we might be facing in our lives or in the world, no matter what cross we may be carrying, no matter what burden we feel on our shoulders, we are an Easter people, no matter what cross it is that we carry. In our joys, in our sorrows, in the light of day or in the dark of night, we are a resurrection people. And our faith is founded on a tomb that is empty and Jesus who is very, very much alive. That road trip that we're on with Jesus, like those disciples, is sometimes challenging. Sometimes frustrating. There is grief and sadness and loss. We are confused at times and we wonder what it's all about. But when we get to that moment of breaking bread too, when we reach that destination of Emmaus over and over and over again, we recognize with joy that the risen Christ is always, always right there with us. Inviting us to the table. Yes, to the Eucharistic table in our worship, but to all of the Eucharistic tables throughout our lives as well. And as we go to those tables, and as we meet the risen Christ there breaking bread with us, we recognize with joy that the risen Christ is always there with us. Inviting us to the table, to be nurtured, to be fed, to be brought into the light of a new day with new possibilities, with renewed hope, and with a restored hope. When we take our journeys in life, those road trips that we take, we need all of those things that we talked about. When we take the road trip with Jesus, what we need to recognize Him is simply a loaf of bread. A loaf of bread that He takes and blesses, and breaks, and gives to us. What a gift that banquet is each and every time we share it, and among the people that we share it with. So as we celebrate this feast of Easter throughout this season of Easter, as people of faith, as an Easter people, because the tomb is empty, because Jesus is alive, because the risen Christ walks along with us all the trips we take in our lives. And because we end up in Emmaus, even at the grave, we can make our joyful song of praise come to life. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, thanks be to God for the journey. Thanks be to God for the destination. Thanks be to God for all the road trips to Emmaus that Jesus takes with us in between. Amen.